9. The Seventh Mansion World. The experience on this sphere is the crowning achievement of the immediate post-mortal career. During your sojourn here you will receive the instruction of many teachers, all of whom will cooperate in the task of preparing you for residence on Jerusalem. Any discernible differences between those mortals hailing from the isolated and retarded worlds and those survivors from the more advanced and enlightened spheres are virtually obliterated during the sojourn on the Seventh Mansion World. Here you will be purged of all the remnants of unfortunate heredity, unwholesome environment, and unspiritual planetary tendencies. The last remnants of the mark of the beast are here eradicated. While sojourning on Mansonia No. 7, permission is granted to visit Transition World No. 7, the world of the Universal Father. Here you begin a new and more spiritual worship of the Unseen Father, a habit you will increasingly pursue all the way up through your long ascending career. You find the Father's temple on this world of transitional culture, but you do not see the Father. Now begins the formation of classes for graduation to Jerusalem. You have gone from world to world as individuals, but now you prepare to depart for Jerusalem in groups, although, within certain limits. An ascender may elect a tardy on the Seventh Mansion World for the purpose of enabling a tardy member of his earthly or Mansonia working group to catch up with him. The personnel of the Seventh Mansonia assemble on the Sea of Glass to witness your departure for Jerusalem with residential status. Hundreds or thousands of times you may have visited Jerusalem, but always as a guest. Never before have you proceeded toward the system capital in the company of a group of your fellows who were bidding an eternal farewell to the whole Mansonia career as ascending mortals. You will soon be welcomed on the receiving field of the headquarters world as Jerusalem citizens. You will greatly enjoy your progress through the seven dematerializing worlds. They are really demortalizing spheres. You are mostly human on the first mansion world, just a mortal being minus a material body, a human mind housed in a Mirantia form, a material body of the Mirantia world but not a mortal house of flesh and blood. You really pass from the mortal state to the immortal status at the time of adjuster fusion, and by the time you have finished the Jerusalem career, you will be full-fledged Mirantians.